SOP 182, today we're talking about taking your podcast mobile.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, hello and welcome back. Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach. I want to thank you very much for tuning in. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can call in your comments toll-free, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228, and if I said that too fast, it's a podcast, baby. You can rewind. How cool is that? But it's 888-563-3228. Today, I'm coming to you from the closet. That's right, Dave Jackson is in the closet, and today's show is gonna be fabulous! Okay. I got an email from Jerry Adams saying, hey Dave, what happened to the morning announcements? And I didn't realize it's been a while since I put one of these out. And I'm gonna do something I normally hate hearing people do, but since Jerry was nice enough to email me, say, hey, are you okay? I hate when podcasters' first impression is, I'm sorry I haven't put out a show in a while. What a great first impression. Hi, I'm sorry. So I'm going to start off the show by saying, hi, I'm sorry. If you're a regular listener, you know I just graduated from college with a bachelor's degree in education specializing in tech ed. I'm now in the process of getting ready to move from Akron, Ohio to Cleveland, Ohio because I'm getting married in June. So, nonetheless, that doesn't mean you guys don't deserve, or gals. When I say guys, do you realize I mean guys and gals? Don't go all PC on me. But today I am recording this with my Zoom H4 using the built-in microphones from the Zoom H4, which is sitting on a shelf here in the closet, and I'm standing right in front of it, far enough away so that my popping peas don't cause popping peas. Except that one, apparently, and which is why I don't like the built-in microphones of the Zoom H4. And anyway, so today we're talking about taking your show mobile. Why are we talking about it? Because that's what I'm doing right now. And I think if I were to do this again, I would plug a Shure SM58 into the bottom end of the Zoom H4. You can pick those up, I think, now around $269 because they just came out with a new Zoom H4N, which is like $3-something. And I'm surprised because I always tell people to go to, you know, schoolofpodcasting.com/BSW, or if you want to get something tax-free, which is very cool, schoolofpodcasting.com, same-day music, you know, /same-day music. But I've had a few people now have found pretty decent deals on Amazon.com, of all places, for buying audio equipment. But because I'm constantly driving, and for those... Akron, Ohio and Cleveland, Ohio are about an hour apart. So I'm listening to a lot of podcasts in the car, but it's a matter of the minute I get to someplace, I'm pretty much packing up, getting ready. There we go with the pop and pee. See, this is why I don't like the Zoom H4. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn sideways. And I'm now talking. Let me move this hanger. I'll give you guys a guided tour here. It's an actual hanger. We'll put this over here. Now, closets are cool because you've got all the clothes absorbing the sound, but I'm not going to talk across the microphone. Well, hopefully that will... Popping peas. I need to eat some popcorn with Bobby. Okay, that's good. So I am podcasting. I need to podcast wherever I am. So one of the things I found out is not only do we need this file where I'm talking, the actual content of the show, of course, we need the Paco, Paco, brand, that music, and it's the School of Podcasting. We need the little bring school bell sound for me to make this project. And that goes for every podcast I do. So what I did was I made a folder called School of Podcasting Project Files. I know, I'm creative like that. And I took my background music, I took my school bell sound, and I took the It's the School of Podcasting's guy, and I put it in that folder. Now, if you're using Audacity, you could open up Audacity and pull all those files into it, and then name it, in my case, SOP. So that every time I open up the SOP project, all I have to do now is import my content, the part that I'm doing right now, the talking part, and export it, and you're done. In addition to tagging it and uploading it to your file and everything like that. But So that's basically what I do. Now, I don't use Audacity. I use a program called Mixcraft, but it works pretty much the same way as Audacity. And so that's one of those things by having all your... And then I save that file, that project, if it's in Audacity, I save that in the SOP project files as well. Why? Because now, no matter where I'm at, if I want to do a podcast, I just grab that folder and I can throw that on my laptop. And as long as I got a way to record, I can create a finished podcast because I've got all the elements of my podcast. So that's how you can take your podcast and make it mobile. Put everything you use to create your podcast, put it in a folder, bring it with you. And now when I open up, I copy that folder to my laptop, I open up that project and there are all the files and I'm good to go. Import the part I'm doing right now where I'm talking and we're done. So that's how you can make your podcast mobile. I want to read this email from Jerry Adams. Jerry, you got to email me back when your website comes up, buddy. It says, my website is down. You mean you're not hosting yours at coolerwebsites.com for $2 a month? Come on, Jerry. Just in case, he says, it's been a while. Just in case you're curious, I listen with a PlayStation Portable. You can actually program it to download all of your podcasts automatically while you are away and then listen to them later. I believe that the iPod Touch and iPhone use the same wireless technology. It's a great way to use your old PSP because the game's sure not worth it. I've been a faithful listener for many years. You have been a huge influence on my podcasting and my getting into internet radio. So thank you, Dave Jackson. I've been listening since the first episode, I believe. Now, what did I say it was, 183? That's a lot of Dave. Started listening because you did the tutorial on Cast Blaster. Yes, I did. So we're talking 2005. It says, look at me. I'm just now telling you about it. Talk about a slow burn. Yeah, we talked about this a couple episodes ago, how podcasting, so many times we put out a podcast and we think that we're just going to be famous overnight. And there are people that listen that just enjoy your content. In fact, Jerry says here, again, thank you, Jam and Dave. There are many faithful listeners who appreciate what you do, who do not always let you know. So that goes to show you there are people, just because you're not getting comments on your blog, just because you're not getting people calling in at 888-563-3228, and Jerry, if you call that number, I'll actually talk about your last 5 and 5. Jerry gave me a last 5 and 5, but I can't talk about it because I don't know these podcasts. So, call Jerry, and if you're like, Dave, what's the last 5 and 5, if you're new to the show? Keep that in mind. You might always have brand new podcasters or brand new listeners, in your case. The last 5 and 5 is not so much what are your five favorite podcasts, but what were the last 5 podcasts that you listened to? So I'll give you, let's see, my last one was Digital Flotsam, digitalflotsam.org. Church Leader Insights at churchleaderinsights.com. Not a very good podcast, in my opinion. The guy pimps his stuff a lot. Before that, I listened to The Bitterest Pill at bitterestpill.com. Dan Klass, phenomenal. If you haven't told, I like stories. I listened to the CD Baby DIY podcast. That is 4. And before that, I listened to Podcast Secrets 2009, which you can't get. That's a premium podcast. I've been listening to that phenomenal content from my friend Paul Culligan. So that's the last 5 and 5. And so you give the name of the podcast, a little bit what it's about. Digital Flotsam is that'll lead into my next thing. Let me get to that in a second. But Digital Flotsam is like a storytelling podcast, as is The Bitterest Pill, Stay-at-Home Dad. Church Leader Insights, pretty much it's how to run your church, how to grow your church. What else did I say? Podcast Secrets is podcasting tips. And did I skip one? So give me a little bit of what it is and then where you can find it. Now, that leads me to 2 new podcasts that you might want to check out. One doesn't exist yet. And the first one is the Podcast Review Show. Oddly enough, at Podcast Review Show, .com, and the first podcast I will be reviewing is Digital Flotsam. This is a show I'm going to be doing. Now, if you're a member of the School of Podcasting, you can get your own kind of one-on-one personal podcast review. But this is something I'm going to be doing, offering constructive criticism and powerful praise at podcastreviewshow.com. If you want your podcast reviewed, go over and use the form and submit that, and that'll get you in line. And then the other one is called The Power of Podcasting at powerofpodcasting.com. And here's what it is. Let's say you're an author, or you're a musician, or you're a comedian, or you're somebody, you're an activist that has used podcasting as a publicity tool. I want to hear from you. Now, I also want to hear from the obvious choice, which would be podcasters that have had things. If you can answer this question for me, please. Because of podcasting, I could say, put myself through college. You know, I've got to interview some of my childhood heroes. I got to interview Rudy Sarzo of the band Quiet Riot. I've got to interview Carmine Appice. I've got to interview Jolynn Turner. Because of podcasting, I've been able to go to free concerts. You know, because of podcasting, I have friends in Germany. You know, anything like that. This can be or as little or as small as you want. But answer that question because, or if you want to talk about something that your fans, if you're a podcaster, have done. This podcast was inspired by George Hrabe of the Geologic Podcast, who actually got, he was in, I believe, a hotel. I need to go back and listen to the story so I can, but he was in some place, more or less got recognized on the street because of his podcast. And I went, wow, that's powerful. And George has been able to hang out with his childhood heroes. And I went, you know, this is cool. Now, who's going to listen to this show? This is not going to be something that everybody and their brother wants to listen to. But I figure it's going to be kind of marketing. It's going to be obviously some publicity for the podcaster. And it's going to be easier. I'm doing it kind of for you. So in the future, if you're trying to get a sponsor and they're not really sure about podcasting, you can say, oh, go over and listen to this show. It talks about the power of podcasting. It's at powerofpodcasting.com. So I'm looking at some things there. I'm also looking at doing what I call time-shifted interviews because I may not be able to interview everybody that wants to participate with this podcast. So what I'm thinking of doing, and actually let's just do this, is I've done this with other shows. I do what is called a time-shifted interview. And this is where, like, I'll give you an example. I could say, Dave, ask me the question about what are some of the exciting things that have happened to you because of podcasting? And I could say, okay, and here's my answer, Dave. Pause. Yeah, one of the things that's really been exciting because of podcasting is I have a show for musicians, and I've been able to actually interview people like Rudy Sarzo, Carmine Appice, and Jolynn Turner of Rainbow. These are people that I grew up listening to, and I never would have been able to do that without podcasting. And then you could say, here's another question that I have a good answer for. And then what I will do is record the questions, we'll splice in your answers, and it'll sound like we're sitting right next to each other. Cool? So if you want to be on that show, that's what you can do. Again, basically talk a little bit about your podcast. I need to put this up. This is a brand new show. In fact, I will probably finish this after I publish the show, but you know, tell us a little bit about your show. Tell us where we can find your show. Tell us what podcasting has done for you. You know, if it wasn't for podcasting, I wouldn't be able to blah, blah, blah. Or because of podcasting, I've been able to. And it doesn't mean, you know, obviously some people might say I'm paying the rent. Some people may say whatever it is. You know, I'm interested to hear about that. So that's over at powerofpodcasting.com. Last but not least, it's kind of a long show, but as James pointed out, it's been a while, and I'm having fun in the closet with me and all the, it's actually my fiance's closet. So I'm hanging out with all the female business suits and nursing attire, which is great fun. Last but not least, I am doing a special from now through June 20th, oddly enough, my wedding day. And if you want a customized WordPress theme, I have knocked 25% off the price. Now, these are interesting in the fact that you actually work with me, as in live, to make your theme. You log into my website, I start my software, and together I can say, well, let's see what green looks like. And you can say, no, let's go purple. And okay, good. What do you want the buttons to be? Well, let's go with yellow. Okay. What color do you want the text to be? Okay, let's go black. And because you are doing it with me, I don't have to play the old, well, what do you think of this? Send it to you. And then you go, oh, I don't like it, and send it back. And thus we do it right the first time. Thus it takes less time. Thus it costs less money. So if you're interested in that, go over to coolerwebsites.com. I've got it right there on the front page where you can get a customized WordPress theme. And that does kind of involve you having a banner. But if you don't have a banner, we can get you one made as well. So that is going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting, coming to you from the closet in Cleveland, Ohio. It's your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you very much for tuning in. If you'd like to contact me, if you'd like to call in a last 5 and 5, it's 888-563-3228. That's courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. You can get your own toll-free number for $2 a month, and then I think it's like 5 or 6 cents a minute. It's really, really cheap, and I don't have to worry about my podcast number expiring, which is really embarrassing. You can also email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And, of course, our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're ready to start your podcast, and why not? You know what? It's May 2009. It's a great time to start podcasting. Isn't it time to start living a life worth podcasting about? Just go to start.schoolofpodcasting.com and sign up today. We've got our live training. We've got our resources, which have been revamped. And we've got our step-by-step tutorials. I hope to see you there soon. Until then, I'll be back again real soon. Until then, class dismissed.